We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Back to a live edition here. We've got in studio Ann Smith, Executive Director with the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she's brought along Mike Wilson, who's a Mobility Manager with Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, glad to have you on here. I'm always curious. I've been wanting to get Attabus on program for quite a while, and it's good to have you here finally. I understand there's some changes coming here with the Attabus program in terms of the routes.
Sure. Thank you again for having us this morning. Yes, we've made some improvements beginning the 29th of July. You'll start to see them around town. We'll have some new signs up around town. You can also go to our website at flinthillsattabus.com to see the new route map. We basically wanted to take feedback that we've had over the last year and kind of implement that feedback. And one of the biggest things that we heard was that people were having to make too many transfers. They were on the bus for too long. We needed more direct routes. So we really seriously took that to heart and have made some adjustments to the routes. We have removed several, you know, underperforming stops, and we've increased our ability to travel directly across east to west throughout the community. So, for example, right now, if you're traveling from Candlewood, K-State, it's about a 30-minute trip, but that'll get reduced to 22 minutes. If you're going backwards, back from K-State up to Candlewood area, then that's going to be down to 19 minutes. And we have direct trips from Walmart to and West Loop to downtown, Jardine to Walmart, Scenic Drive to K-State, and we've reduced all of those, and we've also eliminated a lot of the transfers, so folks won't have to transfer from one bus to the other to go across town.
All right, and as far as eliminating some of the underperforming stops, maybe you can explain a couple of those stops where maybe you won't be going anymore here.
Well, it's we had a Third and Vatier, for example, really didn't perform, so we removed that stop. We had a stop at Beechwood on the north side that was going to be removed. Ledgestone, McCain and Pioneer, east side of Garden Way. We had a stop over at Claflin and Reith and Hudson and Claflin and Bear Place that really just weren't performing. So those are being removed. One of the best things I would say about the experience the last year is really the red route has really performed significantly. So we really are wanting to support that and make sure that we're as efficient as possible. We actually, with these adjustments, are reducing total miles by 7.2%. So we think it's going to be leaner, more efficient, and get people where they need to go quickly.
Well, that's always important here. If you can shave off a few miles here, that'll help gas mileage. That helps all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
As far as the convenience here for people here, it sounds like you anticipate this is going to be a lot smoother. Is it just for the routes here into the middle of Manhattan, or
no? It's throughout the community.
Okay.
It's throughout the community. When we implemented the pretty significant changes last year, one of the things that we wanted to do was to make sure that we were traveling throughout the community and not just in the center of town. So we really expanded significantly into the western side of town, south of Points, out by Red Bud Estates, Allison, Stag Hill area. Those were really important that we get to those folks who needed transportation. So, and it's I think the proof's in the pudding, so to speak, because we've seen 154% increase in ridership over the last year. So this year our fiscal year ends June 30, and we transported just under 110,000 rides in the citywide fixed routes. That was a new record for us, and it, like I said, it increased significantly from last year.
Where would you say is a segment of the community that you tend to get the most ridership from?
Well, actually, K-State students access the service more than anyone else. K-State's our largest local funding source. Students, faculty, and staff can ride the bus for free. So they are our number one utilizers of the service. The union is our biggest trip generator in Manhattan.
Okay. And for those who don't know, and I'm new to the Attabus here, but anyone can ride the Attabus.
Oh, yes. We're general public transportation. We actually have services throughout Riley County. We go throughout Gary County as well. We have a fixed route service in Junction City. We have two stops at Fort Riley, and then we serve western Pottawatomie County. We go actually as far east as Wamego.
All right. Do you have, like, memberships that you...
No. You just, if you go to our website, it will have all of the information about all of our services. We have fare structure. Mm-hmm. It's a dollar each way on the fixed routes. If you qualify for our half fare program, then that'll be 50 cents. So it's a very reasonable trip. If you're traveling across the region, it's $4 each way. So, but I do want to emphasize that for folks who cannot access the fixed routes due to a mobility impairment, that we will always have that demand response option available if you cannot, you know, get to a fixed route. So you just call our office at 785-537-6345. Pick option 3, ask to speak to Angie, and we will get some paperwork to you, and you can schedule those demand response trips. And they are equivalent to the fixed routes, so they run the same days and hours of operation that our fixed route services do.
Well, mobility, a big piece of this here, and that's probably a good segue here to introduce the mobility manager, Mike Wilson. Tell us a little bit more about your role here with Attabus.
Well, like you said, my title is Mobility Manager. I actually work for all the public transportation providers in the Flint Hills region, which includes, obviously, Attabus. First and foremost, I'm a transportation or transit advocate. My job is to increase the level of accessibility to healthcare, employment, education, and other social and recreational destinations, shopping, or just even leisure activities. In this community, I work with Attabus by providing information at outreach events and also working with individuals doing travel training and trip planning. So as Ann said, if especially when people are needing to do maybe some paperwork or have some issues accessing transportation, or they don't feel comfortable accessing transportation, maybe never ridden the bus, just need that little extra help, I'm here to just be in person helping them do the paperwork, and I'll even ride the bus with you. So with that, I just wanted everybody to know about the Everybody Counts event. That's going to be August 3rd at the Douglas Center. Attabus will have a table there. I will be there, and I want to invite anybody who has any questions about these new and improved routes to come by, and I'm happy to walk everything through with you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, do you find that people tend to not be comfortable riding the bus here, at least at first?
Well, yes, especially when we're talking about maybe some of the rural areas of Riley County, even Gary County. People just they've just never experienced a bus service. And then specifically senior citizens, what we call when you retire from driving, they might they just don't feel comfortable accessing that. They don't know who to call. They don't quite understand where the bus is going to be, how all the operations work. And that's where I'm here to kind of walk hand in hand through the whole process.
I guess that's a little bit foreign in bigger cities. Obviously, public transportation is huge because more population here, but I guess I could see that a little bit here, being a more rural community and rural area. Well, that's interesting. Good that people will have an opportunity. Again, that's August 3rd at the Douglas Center?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll remind people to attend that. Let's take a quick time out. We've got a lot more to get to here on the program. We need to get a break in. We'll be back with more from Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency when we return on In Focus.